This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, as the U.S. grapples with reopening and containing the coronavirus, how has the UK managed the pandemic?
This is just fraught with difficulty, and I think there have been lots of successes too.
And what lessons can the US learn?
If you protect the vulnerable, then that's the way forward, isn't it? But the economy is wrecked. It really is. And I don't know how we're going to get through all this.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
As protests and rallies against racism escalate throughout the country, Boston artist Robert Pro-Black Gibbs says rather than put his voice front and center, he'll paint the backdrop. In teaming with that city's Museum of Fine Arts, that's exactly what he's doing right now. WGBH's Jared Bowen recently joined Gibbs at the site of his latest mural to discuss the power of positivity in painting. The story is part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
For artist Robert Gibbs, the routine is straightforward. Rise up and get rolling with music.
So there's songs that either I'm familiar with from listening to my moms and pops jamming on a Saturday, or things that I've grown up with just throughout all my life. Music is definitely a vital component to painting.
The lifelong Bostonian is working on the third mural in his Breathe Life series. Epic-sized works bringing fresh air into the city's Dorchester and Roxbury neighborhoods. Begun in 2017, they offer a narrative. First, a little boy with massive might. 2 years later, Gibbs painted him as deliriously happy, supporting his equally joyous sister on his shoulders. Now, in his latest piece, commissioned by the Museum of Fine Arts, she's floating into the world on her own.
She's blowing a series of bubbles, and out of the series of bubbles, there's going to be one of them that's big enough that covers and protects her whole entire body.
What do we see in her hair?
You see the universe, the galaxy. So the universe is always on our mind.
On his mind has been Gibbs's 2-year-old daughter, making sure that as she grows up in Boston, in these times, she has something to look up to.
It's an uplifting message. And so instead of trying to, as I would say, feed steak to a baby, I would sneak the pill in the applesauce. And so hopefully it's something that she grows up with and other little kids that see themselves in the murals.
Gibbs also grew up here, venturing into graffiti art as a teenager in the early 1990s.
It's just the ability to hack or manipulate the ideas from, these little cans.
He stuck mostly to his neighborhood, mostly to buildings where he and fellow artists had permission to paint.
And these are areas and buildings that people or the city wasn't even caring about that we were putting the beauty in.
A creative innovator to his heart. His name is Raymond and his specialty is art on Beach Street.
Part of his inspiration came from movies that cracked open his view of the possible.
One of the films is Beach Street and then Star Wars. And there was brothers and sisters in there that looked like us. And I was like, yo, what they're doing is speaking for the culture in such a large platform.
Today, Gibbs's own platforms are expansive, too. Of course, there are the towering walls. But there's also Artists for Humanity, the institution he co-founded almost 30 years ago that puts under-resourced teenagers to work as artists. And now the Museum Commission, which also makes him an artist in residence. It's time to coincide with an upcoming exhibition of legendary street artist Jean-Michel Basquiat. But more importantly, says the MFA's Makiba McCreary, the museum is moving past a long history where local artists of color have often been left to the margins.
He's saying, I'm willing to be your partner in this and to be equals in this relationship, but really the gift is to us.
Why is that important to you, that it comes in that order, with that emphasis?
Black artists from Roxbury, from Dorchester, from Mattapan have not traditionally been acknowledged in our collection and in our programming.
The Breathe Life mural's timing is also horribly coincidental, as the killing of George Floyd has once again reminded the nation of the sanctity of breath.
In a state where we cannot breathe, I'm asking people to take the time to breathe and look at what's going on. People are walking around with their head down, angry, mad. And when you look at these murals, they're so large in size, it's a minute to take a breath and look up into what's promising,
Already drawing visitors, the mural is painted on Gibbs's alma mater, Madison Park High School. A sentimental spot, but one that is also easily visible a mile away. And it's no accident that this girl floats over Boston Police Headquarters.
She's owning her place, her rightful place in the city. And you want everybody to see that. But mostly, you want little brown and black girls and boys to see that.
They will also see, when Breathe Life is finished, Gibbs' signature. His artist name, Pro Black.
It's our name. Pro is for black is our people. And so that signature or the style or what people see alone and can connect with me as an artist, it speaks volumes, man, and it feels great. Because now, you know, I got my daughter telling me I'm a superhero there right now. So I'm going to just continue to grow on and flow on, man.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jared Bowen in Boston, Massachusetts.